Ukraine security issue.
On July 4th, the 132nd day of Ukraine's heroic resistance to the Russian invasion, Ukrainian defenders quenched the occupiers' military ardor in the Donbas by fighting off an attack on Slavyansk and again struck the enemy in the Bakhmut area. There, the Russian army suffered heavy losses of personnel and materials. In the beginning of full-scale invasion, almost 36,500 Russian troops have been killed in action. According to the U.S. Institute for the Study of War, Russia may take an operative pause, as its army appears to have lost its offensive potential after battles for Severodonetsk and Lysychansk, Luhansk region, and needs time to recover. At the same time, the Russians try to compensate for their defeat for intensifying shelling of Ukrainian towns and villages. They constantly shell the Donetsk region from multiple launch rocket systems. Pavlo Kirilenko, head of the Donetsk Region Military Administration, said on Tuesday that the Russians fired cruise missiles at cities located far from the front line. According to him, the invaders also use all types of artillery along the entire front line, as well as tanks, missile systems, and aircraft. Having lost control of Snake Island in the northwestern part of the Black Sea, the Russian army is reinforcing its southern flank with newly rotated personnel and increased supplies of munition. The increased presence of Russian ships armed with cruise missiles maintains the threat for the Odessa region and all other regions of Ukraine, said Sergei Brachuk, spokesman for the Odessa Region Military Administration. At the same time, according to him, the Ukrainian army has been significantly reinforced with new weapons, particularly HIMARS, which he said the Ukrainian army use very effectively.
Хімарси і несуть ворогові знищення. До речі, наші підрозділи Збройних сил України саме на нашому.
The HIMARS systems are already at work liquidating the enemy forces. In a single day in the Odessa area alone, Ukrainian forces liquidated several dozen Russians and their weapons and field munition depots. I hope soon these artillery rocket systems will also start working in the Mykolaiv Kherson section of the front line, said Sergei Brachuk. Along with the HIMARS, the United States has also sent new NASAMS systems, which are already on their way to Ukraine. According to Colt Walker, former U.S. Special Representative to Ukraine, U.S. and other Western weapons are already influencing the situation, and when more arrive, the Ukrainian army will be able to liberate more cities and villages. Ukrainian partisans and volunteers of the territorial defense significantly contribute to the regular army's efforts to destroy Russian munition and fuel depots and communication lines. In the Kharkiv region, local territorial defense fighters have neutralized a considerable number of Russian troops and armored vehicles, according to the governor Oleg Sinigubov. At the same time, civilians suffer enormously from indiscriminate shelling. The Russians mercilessly kill innocent civilians and destroy civilian infrastructure. Over the past week, they have killed 30 civilians, Sinigubov said. Russian forces have stepped up their activity in Ukraine's northern and northeastern regions, increasing the number and intensity of strikes on villages and towns in the Sumy region that are located near the Russian border. 6 civilians were reported to have been killed over the past 24 hours as a result of more than 60 artillery and mortar strikes. Russian shells destroyed yet another historical building that had belonged to a famous Tereshenko family of sugar tycoons and messinas. The 150-year-old building that survived the First and Second World Wars housed a mental hospital until it was destroyed by the Russian barbarians. Their shell struck it 3 times in several weeks, although there was not a single military position or facility in or around it. Oleg Tereshenko, director of the mental hospital, said that the patients were evacuated shortly before the last strike.
Це були артилерійські системи, це були гармати різних калібрів, 120, 150, 2 і другі.
The first 2 strikes were from artillery systems of various calibers, 120 and 152 millimeters. There were search and rescue and demining operations, and then we were told to evacuate the patients to a safer place. We evacuated all 60 patients, said Oleg Tereshenko. Confronted with the increasing resistance of Ukrainians in the occupied cities and villages, the Russians clamped down harder and harder on local civilians and toughened the so-called filtration. According to Petro Andriushenko, advisor to the mayor of Mariupol, any person entering the city is interrogated by the FSB. Even those who have passed filtration before have to undergo this humiliating procedure. They search every resident and every home in Mariupol and nearby villages, Andriushenko said. More than 10,000 residents of the city are now kept in Russian prisons. They are held in horrible conditions, like in a concentration camp, up to 10 in tiny 6x10-foot cells. They are kept without water and food for days, he said.